In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, Jesus Christ gives us the parable of the sower, the man who went out to sow, and he cast seed as he went along, and some was on good ground, but others fell upon the rocky soil, or among thistles, or upon the path, and produced no fruit. But that which did fall on the good ground, on the good soil, produced a rich and abundant harvest. And as we hear this parable, we've probably heard it explained many times before, that Jesus is the sower, and that the seed is his grace, or is the gospel, or the preaching of the good news of salvation. And then you and I were the soil, and so that we want to be good soil, well disposed to receiving his word. And that is certainly fine and good and true. Most certainly it is true, and many of the church fathers interpret it that way. And it is very important to think about being good soil, having a life of prayer, staying close to the sacraments, performing the works of mercy and charity. All these things that keep our hearts open to God's inspirations and to God's grace. It's very important that we be good, fertile, well-disposed soil. And yet I want to take a slightly different approach to the parable, give a different interpretation. I want to say, indeed, Christ is the sower, and the seed is the preaching of the gospel. But I want to focus on the generosity of Christ, first and foremost. The generosity of Christ as he goes out and scatters the seed, spreads the faith, preaches the good news of salvation to everyone. Not just to the good soil, but even to the rocky soil, to the soil with thistles, to the path. The gospel is for everyone. Christ didn't hold back his teaching just for a select few who seem worthy. He didn't hold back his teaching only for those who were well disposed or ready for it. But he preaches freely and generously to everyone. And he bestows his grace upon the good and the bad alike. Even as the sun shines on the just and the unjust, and the rains fall upon all people, so too Christ shares the good news of salvation with everyone. He preaches to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees. He preaches to the crowd. He preaches also to his apostles and disciples. Jesus was most generous as he went about his life on earth, giving grace and the opportunity of salvation to everyone. He didn't hold back the word, but from his infinite fullness, he scattered the seeds of salvation freely upon all. And now, secondly, I say that Christ is indeed the true preacher, the true sower, but in another sense, we would say also the bishops, especially, and also the priests, likewise can see themselves in the sower. For the bishop and the priests have that duty to imitate Christ, to be like the sower, to spread the good news of salvation for everyone. The bishops and the priests have to imitate Christ and preach the gospel to everyone, in season and out of season. The priest has no right, he has no right to stand in judgment over the people. He has no right to decide whether or not this soil is worthy of his time, or whether or not that soil is ready for salvation. He's not the one to stand in judgment. It's not his job to judge which soil is good enough, or which soil might bear fruit, but rather, like the sower, in a generous spirit, the bishop and the priest is called to spread the good news of salvation for everyone. He doesn't decide who's worthy of his time and energy, but like Christ, he gives himself to all generously and without judgment. And then yet, I say, there's another sense in which all the faithful should see themselves in the sower. All the faithful, all who have been baptized, and in a very particular way, all who have been confirmed, are called to imitate the generosity of the sower in spreading the good news of salvation for all peoples, all the time, and for everyone. And so all the Catholic faithful are called to that generosity of spirit. None of us have a right to stand in judgment over others, to determine whether or not they are good soil or bad soil. but know in that spirit of generosity and love and in all humility, to continue to preach the gospel, both by word and example, to share the good news of salvation with everyone. You know, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge whether someone has a chance of being saved, or whether someone is worth my time, or worth the effort of the preaching of the gospel? It's not my place to judge that. And who would you be to judge? Who would you be to judge whether or not someone is rocky soil or good ground? It's not our place to make that judgment. God alone knows the soil. Only He knows whose heart is really well disposed. And in His great mercy, He gives fruitfulness to the earth. In His great mercy, He brings about conversion in the soul, sends down His grace in a hidden way. So our job, the job of all the faithful, is to spread the faith with a generous heart, to share the gospel with everyone, because the gospel is for everyone, even as the church is for everyone. Everyone is called to the church. All people, not just that small little segment of the righteous. No, the church is for all of us too. Not just those small group of the righteous people, but for the rest of us, for sinners, for those who are on the way of holiness, those who still have room to grow. The church is for everyone. Everyone is called and welcome into the Catholic Church. And yet now I say, let's get very practical. What does it mean? You say, Father, what does it mean, Father? What does it mean to scatter the seed, to spread the gospel? To preach the gospel to all people means to share the fullness of the Catholic faith, together with all the teachings of the church, with everyone. For it's not that we have the gospel over here and the teachings of the church over there, but rather the gospel and the teachings of the church are one complex reality. The gospel is the teachings of the Catholic Church. That's what the gospel is. It's not that we have the good news of salvation over here and then all the dogmas of the Catholic faith over there. But this good news of salvation is the dogmas of the faith. They are one single complex reality. The faith of the Catholic Church, which we profess, is the gospel preached by Christ. The teachings of the Catholic Church are the way of salvation offered to us by Christ. And so if we are going to imitate the sower and spread the seed of the gospel for all peoples, it means we need to speak about the Catholic faith with everyone and share the faith that we profess, that fullness of the faith which we have. We share that faith with a generous heart. We share the teachings of the church with a generous heart for all peoples, to everyone, not standing in judgment. Not standing in judgment, but like the sower, in that generous spirit, sharing our faith, sharing the church and her teachings with everyone. There has been in the Catholic Church a certain sort of subtle, hidden judgment of the priest over the people in the 40 years, a little more, since Vatican II. There's been a terrible judgment. Many of the priests have stood in judgment over the people. What do I mean? They have decided, they've made a judgment of whether or not the people are good soil, or at least good enough soil, to receive the seed of the church's teachings. They looked out at the people and they said, they're kind of rocky ground. They're filled with thistles. I better hold back some of the seed. It's not really worth the attempt to spread the faith there. Not really worth the attempt of giving all the teachings of the church there. Because after all, they're thorny, they're rocky, they're not ready for it. What do I mean? Let's be practical. When for 40 and more years, priests did not preach contraception, just ignored the church's teaching on contraception, refused to speak about it, because they said, the people aren't ready, it's too hard for them. When the priests did that, they stood in judgment over the people. They said, I can't put that seed there, they're too rocky, they're not ready for it. But it's not the priest's place to make that judgment. The priest has no right to judge whether the people are ready for the gospel. He has no right to judge whether their hearts are open and well-disposed for the teachings of the church. That's not his place to judge. Who is he to say whether the hearts of his faithful, the hearts of his parishioners, are fertile ground or rocky ground? His job isn't to make a judgment over his people. His job is to scatter the seed, and all of it. Not to just give those teachings that are easy, but to give all the teachings, the fullness of the faith, with a generous heart, to share the fullness of all the church's teachings, even those that in the world's eyes might seem difficult, whether it be contraception or women's ordination, whether it be encouraging Eucharistic adoration, regular confession. The priest has no right to hide those teachings and those acts of devotion from the vast majority, and then on the other hand, with this small little group that he considers devout, to them he talks about contraception and NFP. To them he talks about adoration or the family rosary. He has no right to make that judgment, to say this little group over here is devout and fertile ground, and so I can talk to them about the church's teachings, but the vast majority are just thistles and rocky ground, and so I'm going to hold back the faith. He has no right to make that judgment. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that we have a bishop who's written the pastoral letter that just came out a couple weeks ago on contraception and having that being sent out to everyone. Thanks be to God that our bishop isn't making that judgment any longer, but rather sharing the fullness of the faith with all the faithful, scattering the seed generously, even as did the sower. And then, what about you? Well, if I have no right to stand in judgment, neither then do you. Right? None of us should be standing in judgment over others. Far too often, Catholics say that they don't want to talk about the faith publicly or talk about the teachings of the church too openly because they don't want to make it awkward. Oh, they say, I don't want to make it awkward with that coworker, or I don't want to make it awkward with that family member, that extended family member, or that friend. So I'm just going to not talk about the rosary. I'm not going to talk about going to confession. I'm not going to talk about adoration. I'm not going to talk about natural family planning and so forth because I don't want to make it awkward. And I say there's a hidden judgment in that. Who are we to judge our coworkers? Who are we to judge our extended family members? It's not our place to judge whether or not they're good soil or bad soil. We have no right to say that they're too rocky to hear the church's teaching. We have no right to say that our coworker is too full of thistles to hear about the Blessed Virgin Mary or the church's teaching against contraception. Who are we to make that judgment? We have no right to say whether our family and friends are ready to hear about confession or the church's teaching about the sanctity of life and against euthanasia and so forth. We have no right to stand in judgment. Our duty is to be like the sower, generously to go out and spread the teachings of the church to everyone, to talk about the teachings of our faith to everyone, and often, and with joy, and without judgment, but trusting that if we are faithful, and if we are generous, God will indeed provide for himself a most abundant harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.